This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's go to a retirement home in Illinois where a contractor is using a highly sensitive bed bug detection system. This system is self-propelled, 100% natural, highly accurate in detecting bed bugs, and when it's done, it just might climb up on your lap and lick your face. This detection system is a dog. Today, we'll learn about an innovative Kansas couple that is building a business using canines for locating bedbugs. It's today's Kansas Profile. John and Gina Kugler are the founders of this business known as Bughounds LLC. John grew up at Lebanon, Kansas, where he enjoyed hunting dogs. He met Gina in school and they later married. K-State drew John and Gina to Manhattan. She studied education and became a teacher and is now a school counselor in Wamego. John is a manager of a public facility in Topeka. One day, a bedbug surfaced in his facility, so he arranged for a pest control company to come clean out the problem. The company brought in a dog as a locator. "I was skeptical," John said. After he saw the dog work, he was convinced that this was a service which others could use. After lots of research, he and Gina began their own business to offer this service called Bughounds LLC. "We are not exterminators, we're locators," John said. "However, we have expanded our locating business to include Convectix heat treatment equipment rental. The Kuglers have trained dogs with an amazing knack for locating bedbugs by scent. Their lead dog is a beagle named Betty with an amazing sense of smell. Betty has 300 million olfactory receptors. The part of her brain devoted to analyzing smell is 40 times that of a human. This enables Betty to be able to smell out a bedbug at any stage, whether egg, nymph, or adult. Bedbugs need to feed on human blood. They got their name because a bed was a great source for them to find human contact, but chairs or other personal contact items are also common hosts. In other words, bedbugs can be anywhere there are people. Bughounds enables anyone to locate the bedbugs for treatment." The company website describes their service as discreet and accurate bedbug location for businesses and individuals. "The huge advantage of the dogs is to pinpoint exactly where the bedbugs are," Gina said. "Otherwise, a person could spend thousands of dollars on wasted treatments." When assisting a customer, the Bughounds crew would typically go into a customer's home or business after hours and walk the facility with a dog and a tap stick. Tapping the stick can disrupt bedbugs, causing them to emit even more scent. The dogs are trained to alert by stopping or pawing at the side of the bedbugs. These amazing dogs are 95% to 98% accurate. In some cases, Bughounds will contract with a place of business to do repeat regular screenings. Bughounds has been hired by pest control companies to locate bugs, but they work with anyone. Bughounds serves private residences also. Having a clean house is no protection against bedbugs. The pests will go wherever there are people. "We found bedbugs in cluttered houses, and we found bedbugs in really nice and clean places," John said. "An adult female averages laying 500 eggs." Bughounds' business has taken them as far away as Illinois and Oklahoma City. Son Jason has now joined the company along with three more dogs. "The dogs need constant training, which they love. We've tripled our business," John said. "That's impressive for a business founded by a man from the rural community of Lebanon, population 218 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.bug-hounds.com. It's time to leave this facility in Illinois, where an amazing four-legged detection system has located exactly where the bedbug pests can be found. We salute John, Gina, and Jason Kugler for making a difference with this unusual type of canine entrepreneurship. This business has successfully gone to the dogs. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.